All right. Good morning, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and we're back with another Discali episode today. It is February 23rd, which is every other week. So hopefully everyone's having a good morning. Very good morning for me. I mean, it is reading week, and so been on a bit of a break. But we're back, obviously, to give another episode. But before we get in, I do want to say and acknowledge that we are broadcasting and situated on the unceded traditional and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. Again, if you don't know who I am, my name is Oliver. I am the host for your show, Discali Today. And I am here to obviously talk about another album, yet another album, with my friend, Catchy. How are you doing, Catchy?
I am doing very, 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 very good today. Yes.
That's amazing. Awesome. So I brought Catchy in today because we're going to talk about a very special album, which came out actually a couple of years ago. But it did very well in 2017. Charted a lot, you know, was known everywhere. And I think it hit social media quite a bit. You want to talk about, or you want to introduce the album?
Yes. So today we will be touching on American Teen by Khalid.
Yeah, American Teen by Khalid. Honestly, it's one of those albums that I feel like a lot of people know a bunch of like the singles. But personally, I actually didn't get into the entire album until like very much later. I only got into like Young, Dumb, and Broke and Location and then 18. But I really only got into 18 when I turned 18.
Which was
2 years ago. a little bit late, but it's okay. But yeah, so basically how the show works is that for about like half of the show, we're gonna run through one album from an artist that like fairly everyone knows, talk about their album, talk about their singles, talk about like who they are, what genre the album is, and then later on we'll be talking about a smaller artist who I think is pretty similar to Khalid, and they're from Canada. They're actually from Hamilton, but we'll get into them later. So what do you know about Khalid?
I was actually talking with one of my friends about this, like, over the past week, just because we were, like, listening to, I think, one of the songs, and we were just like, you know, I feel like people don't, like, recognize Khalid enough, because it's like, he's actually, I feel like, the soundtrack of our generation, like, a lot of his music, like, if you think about, like, Better and, like, all those songs It's like, everybody knows it, but nobody really, like, I don't know, I feel like they don't know Khalid and, like, his power that he's had.
Honestly, that's very true. I feel like Khalid had a lot of like bangers, and then he like found his sound in like kind of like 80s R&B. He used a lot of synth in like American Teens, so that was really interesting. Yeah. And then he came out with his album, which I'll get to, but his other album called Free Spirit, which personally I feel like I liked better. I don't know, but like, hey, debut album American Teen did great, but I kind of liked Free Spirit more because I just like the other songs that were in there, like Better and then like Right Back. But yeah, Khalid, I always got him confused with like how you pronounce his name, like is it Khalid or Khalid?
Khalid, yeah.
But then I was just like, no, like Khalid's probably like DJ Khalid, so it's spelt differently. Yeah. So yeah, but anyway, that was a bit of a miss. Yeah, but his full name is Khalid Donald Robinson. He's born in 1998, which makes him actually 26.
Oh, wow.
Which is actually younger than I expected.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why I saw him in his 30s.
Oh, really?
A little bit. Kind of like SZA.
I thought he was 24 or something.
Oh, you thought he was younger?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I guess he's been out for a while now. So like.
Yeah, he's been out for like a bit now. But like that makes him like 19 when he released American Teen.
Damn. Right on time.
Could never do that.
Like.
Me at 19?
Literally.
Mm-mm. Oh, but it makes sense, like, why he wrote 18 then.
Yeah.
He probably wrote when he was 18.
Yeah, and then, yeah.
Kind of crazy.
Damn.
But yeah, he signed to RCA Records to release his, like, debut. His genre is R&B /soul/pop. I kind of see him more of as in a pop than soul, really. But, yeah. I mean, he's under that because a couple songs are actually pretty soul-like. But yeah, like I said, he released his first single, Location. And then it was followed by Young, Dumb, and Broke, which obviously came out with American Teen in March of 2017, and it got certified quadruple platinum.
Period.
Quadruple.
That's four.
Four times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He didn't do it once or twice or three times, but four times.
That's crazy.
I could never do that. But like honestly, how do you even do that? He did get a Grammy nomination for Best Urban Contemporary Album, but he unfortunately did not win that one.
I don't know who.
Maybe I can do a quick search during the break, but we'll see who actually won that Grammy, but he did not. Then he released his EP, Sun City, which was released in 2018. He didn't have a he did not take a break until 2020, which is actually kind of crazy. Yeah. But his EP Sun City came out in 2018, following his collaboration with artists like Lorde and Billie Eilish.
Oh yeah. Oh, he when he was in his collaboration era, like even like Shawn Mendes, all that stuff.
So many collabs. Damn. I'm not gonna lie, like the Billie Eilish collab with Lovely, I think that ended up being one of Billie's like most like highest charting songs.
Oh,
and it was a collab. Sense. It wasn't even her, just her. Yeah,
they're like, oh damn.
I think it goes like Bad Guy, and then it's Lovely, which is crazy, because it's like a 50-50 song between them. But that song,
takes you back.
I'd love to play it, but yeah. And then in April of 2019, he released Free Spirit, which had singles like Talk, Better, and Right Back. Mm-hmm. Those I had on repeat the entirety of like grade 10, grade 11.
Yeah.
Those were just again and again and again and again and again. And then he released in 2021 Scenic Drive mixtape, which it's just considered a mixtape. I didn't know like mixtape was its own thing, because there's like mixtape, album, and then EP, but they're all different things.
Wonder why.
Still trying to differentiate, like, what's the difference. And then his third studio album, he has said that it's on its way, but it's still TBD.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, are you excited, though?
I'm waiting. Yeah, I feel like he's, like, I don't know. Because I feel like I haven't, because he's toured, I guess, with, like, Ed Sheeran. But I don't know if he's done his own, like, solo, like, huge.
Did you go to that?
No, I did not.
Mm. Yeah. You know, I was actually
my pockets were empty after Coldplay and everything, so.
Oh, but you went to Coldplay.
Yeah.
It's okay. I was debating going to Ed Sheeran just for, sorry, Ed Sheeran, but just for, or mainly for Khalid.
Yeah.
Because I knew most of Khalid's songs. I mean, I didn't know a lot of Ed Sheeran. I was just like not super fan of Ed Sheeran. But yeah, I did not have any money. I chose Coldplay, Beyonce, Daniel Caesar over Ed Sheeran.
Oh, that's a crazy streak.
All in a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone was here last year. It was crazy.
I know. Like, this year is a little, I feel like it's a little more tame.
Yeah, I think it's just going to be like albums this year.
Yeah, and I also think, I want to talk about that. Maybe I'll put a little bit of time on like what albums are being released, because everyone's just on something. Grammy nominations next year are just going to be absolutely insane. But okay, let's talk a little bit about the track list of the actual album itself. So yeah, like I said, there was three singles that came out of it, and it was Young, Dumb, and Broke, No, I'm lying to you. I'm absolutely lying to you. Young, Dumb, and Broke. And then we got... oh, my. Location, which was the first one. And then, what is it? Safer? Safer? Saved.
Saved, yeah.
Saved. That was the other one. But here, let me pull up the album quickly. There's a total of 15 songs. Starting off with American Teen, Young, Dumb, and Broke, Location, and then another sad love song. She's so real for naming that.
Yeah.
Saved, Coaster, 18, Let's Go, which is the only explicit song in the entire album.
Hmm.
Hopeless, Cold Blooded, Winter, Therapy, Keep Me, Shut Down, and Angels. Yeah. But like I mentioned, he was 19 when he released this. And then something that I love to do is talk about the actual vinyl pressings itself,
because
I love vinyls. Yay. And I did my little research to see what vinyl pressings there are, because I've actually been wanting to buy American Teen, but I don't want the black.
Oh, there's no other option.
There's like just the standard black, which I'm just like, yeah, like it works, it's whatever, it's cheaper, I get it. But there is a translucent blue, which fits the vibe a lot, because like the actual album cover itself is like blue. It's him standing in like just a white outfit, just looking into the abyss, I guess. I don't know. He's like looking out
the void.
There's a translucent red, which is a bit of like, it's giving a bit of Target red. Something that Target's infamous for is just making all of its vinyls, like in exclusives, like red.
Oh.
Which sometimes it fits, like for Rihanna's Auntie.
Oh, that would be perfect.
It was great, and I have it. But for Folklore by Taylor Swift, it was red.
No.
Like, that's supposed to be gray.
Go. Like,
but it's okay.
Look at that art. At the art.
And then he released a Coke bottle clear, which is the most expensive out of all four pressings, valued at $300 right now.
Is that USD?
Canadian, actually.
Oh, okay.
For a vinyl?
But
okay.
Yeah. Just save up.
Yeah, no. It's Coke bottle clear, though. It's a really nice, like green. But anyway, so that's the vinyls. My new ISO is the Coke bottle clear. I'll probably never get it, but that's okay. We're working with it. But we should probably play one of the songs to kind of get people interested into
get
like
into it.
Get into it. Yeah, play American Teen, which is the first song off of the track, and just give a vibe of kind of like what we're looking for, kind of like what we're feeling, kind of the genre. From personal my perspective, American Teen was maybe the one with the most synth. You'll probably hear it in the background. But then we can get your opinions on it and see what you think.
Okay.
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Khalid with American Teen. All right, we are back. That was Khalid with American Teen. First couple thoughts.
Amazing. I think like for me, when it comes to music, it's really just like me closing my eyes and imagining where I was when I was listening to this, or imagining where it feels like I am when I'm listening to it. And to me, it's just like a late night at like a friend's house and you guys are just like chilling, especially that ending when it's like cuts out the music and it's just like they're just playing like, the guitar and they're just chilling and singing.
And they're just like clapping and then like vibing out. Like that, wow, that's actually so interesting.
That feels good.
You actually like picture yourself like where you were.
Yeah.
And like who you're with.
Yeah. That's like so very much attached to the memory.
Wow. That's really cool. Because for me, like as much as I do, especially if I do have a memory attached to a song, I'll do that. But if it's like a song that I used to hear a lot, but there's no real memory attached, I always try to picture like, I don't know. I always picture like this fantasy of like something that I would be doing. Like American Teen is just like a very like uplifting kind of song.
Yeah.
So I mean, I even like wrote down right here that it's a summer song. I picture myself like in a car, kind of like hands up in the air, you know, kind of whatever. Someone's driving.
Yeah.
It's like a group of friends.
Head out the window.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're just like listening to the song. But wow. Yeah. I guess that's fair. Not totally. But like I said, like that song, you could really hear the synth in the back. Mm. You could hear like the synth piano. Just in the background of the entire song. And then before they introduced the chorus, there was the synth drum that would go like do 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 do, right? So that was very synthy. There was a bunch of synthia everywhere, all over, but the song is really, I think, just a song of, I want to take away like the American of it, but I mean, he's an American, yes. So I mean, it makes sense like why he's trying to like put his kind of like his American lifestyle during his teenagehood in the song. But I feel like it can be applied to a lot of people, like the teenage lives. Like, yeah. I think it's a good introduction of like what a teenager is, what they go through, kind of like who they are, who they're trying to discover who they are, and also just kind of like maturing.
Yeah.
Because like some people mature very quickly from like life experiences that they go through, and some people mature a little bit slower. Because I don't know, it's like, they just, you know, their life kind of progresses in a different way than others.
Yeah. Yeah. I think even like the line where it's like, oh, my youth is the foundation of me. I was like, oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Like this is the time.
Exactly.
This is the start of everything.
But yeah, I guess also like just having pride in your nationality is also another one. I feel like that's just, you know, all over the actual like album itself.
Yes.
Yeah. But then I'm like, yeah, sometimes I look back into my teenagers and I'm like, do I miss them? Or do I just want to move on from them?
I miss like three specific days out of them. And the rest, I'm like, okay.
Like, I think like what I miss, like just like now being back, being like, or entering adulthood, you know, and like leaving the teenage years, is exactly that. Mm-hmm. Being a youth, having little responsibility, just having to like focus on trying to have fun, I guess. I mean, it's different for other people, but for me it was just trying to find who you are and having to deal with all of the highs and lows of being a teenager, which is well described in this song and actually through the entire album itself. The next song is one of the singles from the album called Young, Dumb, and Broke. We won't actually be playing that, but Young, Dumb, and Broke is just so relatable. And then there was like Location, another sad love song, Saved, and Coaster. But this brings us to track number 7, which is the next one we're going to play, which is 18.
Yeah.
And funny enough, he wrote it as like, he didn't actually write 18 or just put the number 18. He wrote 8 and then teen in all caps.
so edgy.
Yeah, to specify like 18. Which we're going to take a listen to 18 right now because, I don't know, I feel like there's meanings behind specific ages. Like in Canada, it's 19 because you're turning, you know, you're legal. But in America, it would be 21, right? So I want to kind of see like what he has to say about 18. You know what I mean? It's like, why is this so important?
Yeah.
Maybe you already know. I mean, I kind of already know. But we'll play the song first and we'll discuss it a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Khalid with 18.
This morning, but I think I'll be okay. I'll be okay. Damn, my car still smells like marijuana. My mom is gonna kill me. Gonna kill me. backed up from corner to corner, so I guess I'll hit the highway, the highway. Shake away all the stress off my shoulders, gonna have a good day, a good day. Because I'm 18 and I still live with my parents, yeah, they're not like yours. Well, yours are more understanding. I've never fell in love, I save those feelings for you. So let's do all the stupid shit that young kids do.
MRG Live is happy to present Anomaly with his live band at the Wise Hall on Saturday, February 24th, with support from Blue Wednesday. Anomaly has toured his electro jazz project all over the world, but this February, the Montreal-based artist embarks on a full Canadian tour for the very first time. Come out to experience the innovative fusion of electronic beats, jazz harmonies, and funky grooves from the one and only Anomaly, live in concert with his band. Don't miss Anomaly at the Wise Hall in Vancouver on February 24th, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Are you someone in recovery? Someone struggling with addiction or disordered eating? Or are you simply curious to explore your relationship to alcohol, drugs, and other types of addictive behaviors? The UBC Student Recovery Community is a safe space to connect with others. The SRC provides many types of support, such as drop-in hours, recovery meetings, one-on-one support, and even has a dedicated recovery lounge. The SRC supports all pathways of recovery, from harm reduction to abstinence and everything in between. You can learn more at recovery_UBC on Instagram. And you can also contact the community at src.recovery@ubc.ca. Remember, you're not alone.
All right, we are back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Khalid with 18. Catchy.
Yes.
What do you have to say? Let's see your thoughts on that song. Amazing song. Actually.
I think like one of the key, I guess, I don't know if it's a motif that I find in Khalid's music is a lot of the times it's like about being misunderstood or being like very like, you know, I'm going through all this stuff and nobody else gets it. But it's like that is what unites everyone that's listening to his music. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I found very interesting, because I was just like pulling up Saturday Nights by him, and there's a line in that song that's like, you know, your parents don't get you like I do. And then in this song, it's like, oh, I'm 18. I still live with my parents, but they're not like yours and that type of thing. It's like always like, I don't know. It's a very interesting,
like a reoccurring theme.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That he's always trying to bring up. And I'm like, oh, that's so real. Cause like, I relate to that very hard.
I think also just like throughout the entire song, there's a bunch of like relatable things. I mean, there's a couple that I couldn't relate to. One of them being like, my car still smells like,
yeah,
you know, personally was not doing that then. but like waking up late in the morning, it was just like, oh yeah. Like you just didn't want to do anything. And then, yeah, he says a bit like, my mom's going to kill me. I love my mom, but sometimes it just feels like that, you know?
For real?
Especially when you're a teenager, you're just like, oh my God, she's going to kill me. Like, I was just having a little bit too much fun, maybe. Like, in my head, I was just having my best life, but yeah. Like, maybe in her perspective, it's like, not.
That's too much.
Exactly. But I feel like that's just something that every teenager goes through with their parents.
Yes.
But yeah, 18 is that song that I feel like when people turn 18, they kind of make a video. It's like the trend is just like, you know, when I'm 18. And then you go on and then I can't remember which one the 19 was. It's like, it was the Jared. What up? I'm Jared.
Oh,
I'm 19.
I just learned how to read.
Yeah. Wow. I love 18. Honestly, like right now that I was playing it and it was playing on the monitors, I was like, damn, it's just such a vibe. But it really does remind me of when I was 18. Mm-hmm. Like one another line that he has is shake away all the stress off my shoulders. I was definitely very stressed at 18. Something that like I feel like everyone at 18 is you're either entering university entering university or like halfway through university. Because some people enter when they're 17.
Oh yeah.
But like 18, I feel like it's like you're trying to decide like what you want to do with your life. Mm-hmm. Like I always told this to people. It's like I should not need to know what I want to do at 18. Yep. Yet alone have to apply for it at 17.
Yeah, and then stick with it.
And then
maybe.
Stick with it maybe until you're done, yeah. Until you literally retire.
Yeah.
I can't do that. But there is definitely a lot of stress. And I think also something that he has in the song as well is just love and all of the like dumb things that happen around love and all the emotions that spike around love,
yes.
Which I guess is like why his chorus is like, let's do all the stupid that young kids do. Because like, I guess that's what you're supposed, he's kind of implying that that's what you're supposed to
do. Yeah,
like
that's just give into it.
You have to give into it. You have to do it so that you learn from those things that you've done.
Yes, which is like, in theory, sounds very fun. And then you're actually like in the learning process.
And then,
like,
yeah,
oh.
And then you're like bawling your eyes out every night.
Not as cute.
It's not as cute. But hey, look where you are now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
20.
Oh my God.
Going 21.
Going 21 in like a couple months.
Oh God.
But okay, the next song we're going to play is Winter.
This is definitely my favorite off the album.
Why? Why is that?
Without
giving anything away, because we still want to.
Yes. It's the memory I associate with this one as well, which is very random. But did you do home ec in like grade 8?
I did do home ec.
I remember like wood shop. Is it wood shop? We didn't use wood that often. It was like a hand making class and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like it was always at the end of the day.
Okay.
And so like every time we would play it, like we would play Winter and just like,
oh, really?
Vibe out while the class was ending. And
your teacher would let you play that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He had let us have aux like every single time.
Oh.
He didn't want.
I loved my home ec teacher. Until later, because we had a bit of a up and down every now and then.
Oh.
But I still love her. I like go to visit her every now and then. But yeah, no, she was kind of strict with like things, but she was so passionate about what she does. But yeah. I loved having aux if we ever had aux with a teacher. Oh. But then it would go kind of south, because someone would be like, oh, let's play rap. And then it was like
pause.
But yeah, I think Winter is one of those songs that I feel like not that many people know.
Yeah.
And I talk of this from experience. Because Winter was definitely like one of those like later songs that I got into.
Yeah.
Because 18 was never a single off of the album.
Which is wild.
It just became like a top hit from his. Like people were just like, oh my God, like 18, this is so good. Mm-hmm. Like Saved was one of the singles and it actually also not known by a lot of people.
I always find that so interesting when it's like you think
like
the
fan
one that
favorites.
You're going to.
Yeah, exactly. Like fan favorites is really like the fans really decide of what you're going to do and they choose what is going to be good and what they like. And I guess that's the life of an artist. Mm-hmm. But let's play Winter before we get into the next artist. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Khalid with Winter.
Heart in the nighttime, she left me out in the cold. She left me broken and weary, drunk off the lies she told. I fell in love in the morning, but when the day gets cold, I'm back to life in my lonely city of El Paso. But the days get harder in November. Mind when you left me, and I didn't have much of that. But you were so quick to reject me, so I'll take my time being sad. I felt so hard, I'll admit it. The feeling was in mutual, so I'm back. But the days get harder in November. Love grows colder in the winter. All the things you'll say, I'll remember. Promise that you'll keep my love with ya.
Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Khalid with Winter. I feel like I'm going to let Catchy start this one off.
Mm-hmm. I just love it. I love it so much. Like, I think the one thing I like when I'm listening to music, because I used to play bass when I was in like high school and stuff, and so I'm always like listening for like a good little funky little
double bass.
I played double bass and electric bass for a little bit, but
no way.
I'm like always looking for like a funky little bass line. I'm like, yeah,
my god, I didn't know this.
There's trumpets in it. I'm like, my band kit is like shaking right now.
Oh, so you're like, you're literally like the backbone.
Oh, stop.
No, literally, because that's what the bass is. Like, you got to hold the bass, and then personally, that's what I pay attention to the most. Is, like,
oh, really?
The bass. I've said this, like, I think in my second episode when I was talking about Ray.
Mm.
Ray has a very prominent bass in the song called Worth It.
Mm, yeah.
That's the only thing I listen to.
Yeah. It's like, when it's good, it's really, like...
It's really, really good. But, okay, so we were actually talking about this while we were listening to the song. Like, what's the true meaning behind winter? Yeah. Because, like, we can hear, like, it's definitely about love, but we weren't sure if it was, like, love towards a person or love towards something else.
Mm-hmm.
So a quick little look, and I found on Genius, Love Genius, for, like, their little,
yes,
the little interviews that they have. But Khalid actually had a couple words to say, which I wanted to read out. I wanted to give back when I first moved to El Paso, Texas. I felt lonely, but I met a lot of people there who've been super positive. But now with the growth of my career, when I go there, all eyes are on me. I have all this responsibility. I can take it. I'm strong enough to take it, but I can't go anywhere. I can't really go to the mall or go out to eat, but I love the city because I love all the love they give me back. I'm not necessarily from El Paso. I'm a military child, but I feel like I'm from there. It's in my heart, pretty much.
Mm. Yeah.
So I guess that really kind of does explain, like, the context behind the song. But I still, like, what the thing we're talking is, like, what is it? Love gets harder in November.
Yes.
And then love gets colder in December.
Yeah.
Which we were talking about, seasonal depression.
That is one theory.
Well, because November is kind of like the era.
Yeah, it's the beginning of
seasonal depression.
Yeah.
Just because it gets kind of like gloomy. I mean, I guess in Vancouver it gets like really gloomy, especially in like October.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to Texas. Have you been to Texas?
I've been in Houston for a layover.
Oh,
that's
it.
Probably 2 hours.
Houston, Texas, baby. Ugh. Oh my God. I want to go to Texas just for Houston, just to be able to say that. And Corpus Christi. Actually, I want to go to Corpus Christi, Texas.
Oh.
It's very specific.
Yeah.
Okay. let me give a little context, a little bit unrelated, but Selena Quintanilla, which is the Mexican Tejano singer. Who was actually the reason why Selena Gomez was named Selena.
Mm, I didn't even know that.
That's her hometown. And like, she passed away there, and there's like the home memorial with her there. Yeah. I will be doing a Selena album 100% because I love her so much. She does sing in like mostly Spanish. And before she was able to release her English album, she was, yeah, shot and murdered. But yeah, oh God, I wish she was still here with us. I love her music. But anyway, back to Khalid. That was Winter. Loved the song. Loved the entire vibe. But I did want to play a little bit of Young, Dumb, and Broke.
Yay.
Just a little partial, just to get you guys and, you know, back into the feeling, if you guys have heard the song before, and kind of feel like what American Teen really is from the single that was released. And also just for, I think, our amusement, because I love that song a lot. I'm just going to play it for a bit, and then we'll be back and talk about our artist for the week that we're like discovering a little bit, and play their music, see who they are, and, you know, just kind of get to know another artist. So this is Young, Dumb, and Broke by Khalid.
Just like I know you should. I cannot give you everything. You know I wish I could. I'm so high at the moment. I'm so caught up in this. Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke. But we still got love to give while we're young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb. Young, dumb and broke. Young.
Mark your calendar for February 29th, 2024, because the Study and Go Abroad Fair is coming to Vancouver at the Vancouver Convention Center. Don't miss this free opportunity to start planning your next step in education at the undergraduate or postgraduate level, or to travel abroad. Meet with top universities, graduate schools, and professional schools from Canada and around the world to learn about the university and college programs on offer, scholarships, as well as travel, work, and volunteer opportunities worldwide. To learn more or to register for free, please visit studyandgoabroad.com and join us February 29th at the Vancouver Convention Center.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What does Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. 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 Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
We're back. I love Nardwar Show promo.
It's wild.
It's so genuine. It's so funny. I love it. I always giggle when I listen to it. It makes me happy. But we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. But yeah, I played a little bit more than I expected of Young, Dumb, and Broke. Just wanted to play it for a little bit less, but then I just got caught up in it. While we're young, dumb, and broke.
Young, dumb, and broke.
God,
yeah.
Wow. The little sandwich quote that I just made. That was crazy. But yeah, that basically wraps up American Teen by Khalid for today. If you want to listen to more, obviously hit him on Spotify or Apple Music or any way. Like, I think I started listening to him through like YouTube.
Oh,
because
real?
I didn't have any like Apple Music streaming service. So it was just through YouTube. You'd just be like, oh my God, the music video. It's crazy. But okay, so the artist we're going to be talking about today for the rest of the show is this artist that I found who's from Hamilton, Canada, which I feel like from Hamilton, it's a little bit rare to get a bunch of artists. It's usually like Toronto or Vancouver.
Yeah.
But I was quite surprised it was actually from Hamilton. His character is kind of like duck themed.
Oh.
Here, I'll show you. I'll show you the album. That's...
Oh, yeah. Beak.
At first, I read the name as... Ducke, but then after some research, because I was so uncertain of how you actually pronounced it, it's pronounced Duque. Mm. So basically, his name is Ezekiel Robinson, which is funny because Khalid's actually last name is Robinson as well.
Oh my God.
I was like, whoa, what are the odds? I literally didn't even know. But he merged it with, he basically had ordered this like duck mask for fun off of like, I think Amazon from what I was reading. And then he just kind of put it on to look funny, tried it, and then he kind of just kind of made a character off of it.
I love that.
And then he wanted to mix in the end of his first name, so like the Ezekiel, the A-I, and then the duck. So it became Duck-A. But I think it says here it's pronounced as D-O-K-A-Y, which I'm just like, Duque? I don't know. I'm trying my best here. But yeah, so basically... he's from Hamilton, and he released an album in the beginning of 2023 called Future Vision. I took a couple listens to his song, and it's a very, like, R&B, but, like, neo-soul. Which, in my head, I'm just, like, trying to, like, kind of decipher what it means to be neo-soul. Because I feel like the roots of soul is very, like, I mean, how do I say it? Like, a bunch of, like, layers of harmonies.
Yes.
Like, yeah. that's what I think of soul. Obviously came from the black community just like R&B did. This artist is black, and you can like really just hear it in his voice. I feel like black people just have like this awesome like tonality in their voice. It's insane.
Like, how do you know what you call it? Just like
it just like comes from like the chest kind of I don't know. I mean, yeah, there's just something. But yeah, Future Vision came out in 2023. It has a total of 8 tracks. And we're gonna listen to the first one, which is the title track, Future Vision, with a little exclamation mark, to kind of get a vibe of the album. So we'll get into it. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Duque with Future Vision.
I've been looking at the different ways that I could have played so easily. The lesson was needed, like me time in the evening. I'm just following sequence. Four months, really snug pie, while I was chasing new heights. But discovered many lows at the same time. I'm folding. Epilogue, I need to grow some more. I've seen the rose thorns, I've seen the minotaurs. Find me with the frozen heart. The fire wants to see me thaw. Can someone bring the heat enough? Maybe I should have given up. But that instinct keeps the shock down to a minimum. Trust it.
All right, we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was, sorry, maybe you pronounce it this time, because you got it right.
Duque.
Because we were reading the article a little bit, because there was an interviewer, which let me just actually quote them. Sarah Jessica, who had an interview with Duque, to talk about how you actually pronounce their name, and he gave a bit of a backstory. Seeing coming into the bit with Duck and then Ezekai into Duque, and then he said, quote unquote, like I'm saying I should do me and be myself, mm-hmm. which is actually kind of deep.
Yeah.
Now that I think of it. But yeah, that was Future Vision by Duque. What do you think of it?
I really like it. I think it's like, because I think you mentioned if you're interested or if you're into like Frank Ocean, Solange type mm-hmm. of like just very chill. Like
yeah.
Soul. I think that's like, yeah, I feel like that very much resonates.
Yeah. I mean, you can really tell. I feel like his voice is very like chill and resembles a lot like similarities of tonality with like Frank Ocean. I thought the sound was very Solange. I feel like Solange is very experimental when it comes to her sounds and what she uses. If you don't know who Solange is, we're talking about Solange Knowles, which is Beyonce's sister. Oh, God, love her. But just to see what Duque had actually to say about Future Vision, it's a track about reflection on where one would mentally B, after failed relationship.
Oh.
Which I guess makes sense with the title, like the actual track, the title of the track, and having future vision to like kind of see like where you are, kind of see like what you're feeling. And I quote from the article, throughout, there's a lot of messages of feeling burdensome to others and feeling as though you should know better than to get involved into someone's life.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so
real.
I really hope he wasn't talking from experience. Maybe he was. I feel like most music is talked about experience.
Yeah.
Especially when you're hurt and everything. But yeah. Going down the track list, there's Orbit, See You Through /PDA, and then Attachment, which is the next song I want to play. Mm. It's featuring a London-based artist, London, Ontario. We're still in Canada. and their name is Gabby. The single actually describes the classic feelings around a new crush and the excitement, hesitation, and searching for reciprocation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that cuts deep.
So we'll take a listen to it before we, you know, go on to wrap up the show and play one of the last songs. But yeah, so this is Du Kai with Attachment. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You glow as well like a lava lamp. Bike through the cars, ignite like a jet. Lips in my mouth, lips on your neck. We take a sec to breathe from the mess. Could I repair or would you be stressed? Could I be there or would I get left alone? Number to call, it's pleasant to talk. Keeping us safe, vicious bonds. That'd be a bad thing. We'd end in a sad way. When you're not around, it's after a while, stimming my bulb. I'll take the air, babe. Now hiding my feelings. I got attached and I got attached and I got attached. I'm so attracted, I'm so attracted, I'm so attracted. I'm so attached and I'm so attached and I'm so attached. You're my attachment. You're my attachment. I'm not the type to make a misstep, become a ghosty thing I regret. I've got no fear sending a text. If I miss you, what do you expect? Look up and on the switch can stay the same. Nodding off cause you don't like my waves. Possible that we could be a thing. So remember to call, it's pleasant to talk. Keeping us safe from fissures and bonds. That'd be a bad thing. We'd end in a sad way. When you're not around, does it get dull? It's after a while, it's dimming my bulb. I'll take the elevator. I'm not hiding my feelings.
You don't need to hide your feelings, but I'll tell you mine. I'll share them with you any day. Anytime.
My fire, be the moon to lead my tide. I don't wanna say goodbye. My attachment email file. We unbuckle the seatbelt vibes, so you know we clicked just right. If this had to be one night, I could still be satisfied. Let me keep this close, this feeling. I don't know what's coming, but I do know that I got attached and I got attached and I got attached. I'm so attracted, I'm so attracted, I'm so attracted. I'm so attached and I'm so attached and I'm so attached. You're my attachment. You're my attachment. I got attached and I got attached and I got attached. I'm so attracted, I'm so attracted, I'm so attracted. I'm so attached, I'm so attached, I'm so attached. You're my attachment. You're my attachment.
Mm-hmm. All right, welcome back. That was Attachment featuring Gabby by Dukai. Mm-hmm. Actually, I really like that song.
That was a banger.
I was going to say, like, the beat in the back was like something that was very prominent. And I say that I love a good beat.
Mm-hmm.
But any feelings towards that song?
I just love it. Like, as soon as it came on, I was already like bouncing a little bit.
Yeah,
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Okay, let's go. Yeah, I think it like, yeah, the lyrics of it too are very like, I got attached. I was like, that's all you had to say. Like,
and
that's
personally, like, yeah. I've been attached before. Yeah. I've been down bad for someone. And I think the use of like him repeating that for the chorus, like, I got attached, and then he says it quite a bit, and then he turns it into I'm so attracted.
Mm-hmm.
Is definitely like what goes through your head. Like, yeah. you're in rambles. Like, your head is a mess, and you're just like, all I know is that I'm attached to this person. I'm attracted to this person.
Yeah,
and that's all I can think of.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's when you're like really in the hole, because if they're not attracted to you,
mm-hmm.
and there's no reciprocation, that's when it sucks.
Very.
And then you gotta get over it.
Yeah, yeah. This, yeah, because I was just talking about this in the while we were listening, and I don't know if anyone has watched the show On My Block on Netflix, but I watched it like when I was like maybe like grade 10 or something. Mm-hmm. And they had like such good music and like such good like just like crush music. And
yeah.
I was like, this would go so perfectly in it, because it's just like very much like,
like about having like a really big crush.
Yeah, you're just like in La La Land.
Mm.
Just
in your little fantasy.
Yeah.
So happy. I really like Gabby's feature. It kind of gave it like a bit of a like an uplifting mood, because she has such like a high chill voice.
Mm-hmm.
But we were also talking about like how in this specific song, Dukai does kind of sound like Giveon.
Yes, yes.
Giveon. Kind of just like, I don't know, that kind of like, he really like sings with his throat in like mm-hmm. this specific song.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just want to, we're starting to wrap up the show a little bit. I do want to sign us off with his newest single called Soothe. That just came out in 2024. We'll finish with that song. But I do want to announce that up next we have Dave Presents The Eclectic Lunch. So stay tuned for that at 12 p.m. on Friday today. But yeah, Catchy, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank
you. It was so much fun.
For having me. This has been a blast.
I really appreciate you coming and talking about Khalid and getting to know Dukai, because that was honestly such vibes. If you want to reach out to me, reach out on Instagram at _Discali_. Send me a DM. Tell me what album you want to review. I'm so down to do it. I love reviewing albums. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. I don't even know what day is 2 weeks, but in 2 weeks for our next episode on Friday. Thanks so much. Have a great day, everyone. And this is Soothe by Dukai. Down slow.